We are a group of like-minded dental professionals who decided that the global scheme of monopolizing the dental market needs to cease. Our mission? It's simple. Provide accurate information to the public while providing honest and unbiased reviews. Our goal? That's simple too. Support the dental community by fighting the challenge of corporate care dictators. This is the Ortho Prophet.
This podcast is brought to you by the American Aligner Society. My name is Carrie, your host, and today I'm joined by the elusive Ortho Prophet. The tables have turned. You, the interviewer, has become the interviewee. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing great. So what do you think about getting this interview started? Today, today we're going to discuss enhancing your hygiene career. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is definitely a multifaceted question. In order to enhance your career, you must be open to learning new things and not staying stagnant with the masses. In my opinion, cross-training within your practice is essential and an integral part to the overall team. Advanced postgraduate education regarding all aspects of dentistry definitely also opens the door for multiple opportunities.
I completely agree with you, and thank you for that. The burning question we all really want to know is, who is the Ortho Prophet?
So, the Ortho Prophet is essentially a voice personified. The Ortho Prophet is an exclusive American Aligner Society endorsed anonymous content contributor. And due to the anonymous nature, the Ortho Prophet is able to provide members with authentic, unbiased interviews broadcasted from around the world on our podcast platform. Our members are privy to opinion pieces and interviews from patients, providers, and industry-leading experts. Information that, as previously mentioned, is unbiased is also raw and real, so you can truly feel the emotions of the people interviewed, especially the patients that I've talked to.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. I know our listeners in the American Aligner Society truly appreciate you and your interviews. Without revealing too much, can you tell me a little bit about you personally? Like, what is your background?
Sure, absolutely. So I've had a pretty amazing career. I've worked as a dental hygienist in private practice. I built two coaching and consulting companies. I was a speaker for a localized antibiotic therapy company for a while. I taught some dentists and periodontists how to build successful soft tissue management programs. And now I'm working for a nonprofit organization that I support 100%. I like to say that my passion for increasing production and profit turned to nonprofit.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You definitely have had an amazing career so far. Can you tell me a little bit about the world of hygiene and how it's going? I've heard that so many hygienists have retired or they don't want to work in the office anymore. So what's going on there? Can you give us the scoop?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So we call that getting out of the op or the operatory, essentially, in the world of hygiene. So COVID was actually a huge shift in dentistry. And a similar thing happened when HIV became public knowledge many, many years ago. So most people aren't aware of this, but being a dental hygienist is actually pretty difficult. Most people think that we just clean teeth, or one patient actually referred to me as the cleaning lady. that was interesting. Yeah. But, often hygienists remain in clinical practice throughout their careers. I've known some that have practiced for over 35 years. For some, however, the day-to-day functions of clinical practice actually become a chore, especially if they feel like they're, you know, unappreciated or undervalued, and that's extremely common.
I get that.
Back pain, you know, arthritis in our hands, vision impairment, they all take a major toll on dental hygienists. So it's a more difficult career than just being, you know, what that patient said, you know, a cleaning lady.
So what is a dental hygienist who actually still loves dentistry and hygiene? What are they to do? Like, are there any other options for them to use their degrees?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, and that's one of the biggest questions that you find hygienists asking is, you know, how can I get out of the op? What opportunities are there for me? And so there are some, and I actually have some ortho profit insider info, if you're interested, and I'll give you a sneak peek, I guess, if you want to find out.
Oh, that is great news. Can you pretty please elaborate on that for us?
Sure. Yeah, of course. So there is a new direct-to-consumer clear aligner company, and the ad specifically says that they need hygienists to collect diagnostic x-rays for orthodontists and to partner with quote-unquote care specialist to deliver excellent customer experience according to, you know, their ad. Now, on a side note, the American Aligner Society does not promote or, you know, support direct to consumer aligner companies. But so basically it appears that there's never a doctor on site and the hygienists just take panoramic x-rays. So the x-rays that they normally take where it shows all the teeth and the wisdom teeth and the joints, all that. Well, that's all they do is take panoramic x-rays. So I did some more research and I even spoke with this lead customer service expert, and she wasn't even aware that hygienists were being hired or that they were even needed. On their ad, they did say that they offer extremely competitive pay, and that competitive pay is actually $10 to $15 less than the average hygienist makes per hour. They do make it sound enticing, however, by saying it's a corporate position, which in my opinion is false advertisement.
I would definitely agree with you. That's very interesting. So when you say direct to consumer, do you mean ship to the house?
Yes, pretty much. I mean, the companies that, you know, they're all over the place now. There's no doctor supervision. They just take impressions and then they, you know, ship your straight teeth to the house, you know, which, as I said, the American Aligner Society does not support those companies. There is another company, though, if you're interested in hearing. How about I tell you two other companies?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so there's another company, and it's a dental billing solutions company. No additional degree is required. No additional certification is required. You must, however, have at least 5 years experience in the front office. You also must have an extensive background in insurance billing, like claims, explanation of benefits. There's a pretty intense test, apparently, for you are actually invited to, you know, for an interview. Only 25% of the applicants that apply are actually hired. Let's see. So there's multiple positions that are actually available. I decided to kind of do my own digging and my own research, just like the Ortho Prophet does. And I snuck into this group on social media.
Love it.
So according to my inside connections in this, you know, AKA social media group, the pay is way less than what hygienists make. And if you are in their dental billing department, it can be quite time consuming. So in order to make a sustainable income, you have to have multiple offices that you're working. It's an independent contractor position. And so depending on, you know, the amount of offices, the employees or the independent contractors that work here may work anywhere between 2 to 13, 14, 15 hours a day. It sounds pretty intense, but I mean, you know, it is.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this correctly, this is where cross training, as you mentioned prior, would come in handy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's, I personally can't imagine filing insurance every single day, but everyone has their niche and their thing and, you know, what they enjoy.
I totally agree.
But there is an extremely, extremely, very cool, enticing opportunity that I heard about as well.
So is this where the juicy stuff comes in? Like, I want tell me more.
Yes, 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 kind of. Okay, so there is this orthodontic startup company. And when I first looked at it and saw it, I almost just scrolled right on by it because it looked like every other, you know, direct to consumer aligner company, you know?
Right.
But it actually is a company offering orthodontic products at a discounted price through a membership plan. So I had to know more about this because I personally think that dental membership plans are amazing because insurance companies, you know, dental insurance companies are becoming more and more difficult and they cover less and less and less each year. So I did some digging again and I was actually able to speak with the founder of the company. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So he's a very, very, very nice man. He does a lot of, you know, philanthropic work, philanthropist. Let's just say he's a philanthropist.
Yeah. Okay.
and he's an orthodontist and he has multiple thriving practices. So his vision is to actually empower dental hygienists by offering different opportunities to them. So this company is launching slowly in certain states. I believe they're launching first in Georgia, because that's where this orthodontist is located. So their affordable orthodontic membership plan is connected to a network of providers, essentially. And it seems that, you know, it's a lot like, I don't know if you've heard about the membership plans, like I mentioned a second ago, that they have in the general dentist offices, where they just pay a fee and then you get all these services and, you know, discounts on services. It seems like that to me. But anyway, so opportunities with this company will evolve and will be modified over time. But it seems like he wants to include positions in sales. And he did say, I asked if a bachelor's degree is needed because a lot of times sales positions require bachelor's degrees. It's not needed. And also working remotely by providing teledentistry. And so teledentistry is actually a big deal for, you know, I mean, it's a big deal now, especially since COVID. So essentially he'll have hygienists doing these virtual consultations for patients. And then also, which is the really cool thing, is that those hygienists, and they can actually become certified as aligner specialist through their online academy. And so that's a pretty neat thing to have. And sounds like a really, really cool company, actually.
It really does. I think I've heard about this one actually in one of our recent meetings. Is the American Aligner Society actually recommending that particular company?
Well, I cannot confirm or deny. However, we are very excited about this company. And, you know, or the Ortho Prophet is very excited about this company. And, you know, we will just have to wait and see. I'm really curious to see exactly what the future holds for them. So, yeah, I mean, I think they have a huge, bright future in that. Really, I mean, whenever the opportunity is available, hygienists need to jump right in that. So,
well, maybe we could do another podcast where you could give us all the juicy details.
Oh, goodness. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I would love to. I would love to. I love doing these podcasts and I love talking to people. That's why I got into dental hygiene anyway. you know, is because I love talking to people and building relationships. So this is actually perfect for me. So,
well, I cannot thank you enough for joining us today. I've had so much fun talking to you, and I've learned a lot. And I wish you the best of luck in the future. And hopefully we can chat again soon.